This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are financial numbers and there are human numbers. According to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, there are about 500,000 people across the country who are homeless on any given night. Who they are and where they're located is a key part of money to help people without shelter. Carla Green reports on how this kind of census works in Los Angeles.
This is Larry Dunn.
We're 63. Younger than you and you and you and you and you and you and you.
He's standing on a corner in Skid Row where he lives. That's the iconic neighborhood of downtown L.A. that's home to thousands of homeless people. And he's being interviewed for L.A. County's annual homeless count. In Los Angeles, last year's survey revealed a 55% increase in the number of homeless women over 2013. There are factors that could account for part of that spike, including better methodology. But Downtown Women's Center CEO Ann Miske says there are definitely more women on the streets.
We had an idea that the numbers had been increasing, but had no idea that it was quite that high, a rate increase.
That new data meant more cash for women's services. Miske says the Women's Center received a $2 million grant from the county health department. And that's not all.
For example, the city budget put some line items that specifically related to women. One was around trauma care, because women are the victims more than any other group of severe trauma, sexual, violent trauma.
And Miske says the new numbers and the influx of cash means they're hiring more staff. They started a new domestic violence program. Back out on the streets of L.A., Karen Lincoln says that's why the demographic survey matters. She's a USC researcher who led this year's homeless survey.
Well, it's important to get an understanding of, you know, changes in the homeless population.
Lincoln says part of that process is adjusting the survey year by year. Like this new set of questions about domestic and sexual violence added after last year's spike in the number of homeless women.
Have you ever been forced, threatened, or pressured into performing a sexual act?
Homeless advocates are pushing for even more questions that they hope will illuminate a person's path to homelessness, to help organizations address the root of homelessness, as well as its symptoms. This year's survey results, including the new data on domestic violence, are expected to be published later this year. In Los Angeles, I'm Carla Green for Marketplace.